Back in the 50s, the height of technology in this piece produced by the Brooklyn Public Library.
Another eye-opener was the Central Registration Department. Here they have the most modern equipment. There are swivel chairs gliding along tracks to speed the clerks from one end of the files to the other.
Well, times have changed. Spinning ahead more than 50 years to a cutting-edge library in Fayetteville, New York, that embraces technology and has created a space called a Fab Lab. It's technically a collection of machines that are linked by software in order to make things. In Fayetteville, the Fab Lab means using something called a MakerBot, or 3D printer.
You pick a design, and then you click a button to download. It saves onto your desktop or wherever you put the file, and then you open Replicator, which is the software that runs the MakerBot, and from there you hit build, the platform heats up, which is what we're doing right now, and then it will print.
Lauren Britton is a librarian at the Fayetteville Free Library who proposed the Fab Lab. She uses a design from a website called Thingiverse to make a plastic ring.
Yep, what it does is it's right now centering itself and figuring out where on the platform it is. And then once it establishes that mark, it'll start building the design, which is what it's doing now.
As the MakerBot goes round and round, the ring forms and the music gets more manic.
There's actually a hackerspace in LA called Crash Space, and they choreographed an orchestra of sorts with three different MakerBots when they were printing things, and it sounded like a symphony.
And after about 10 minutes,
and we have a ring.
Access to something like the MakerBot opens up a whole new world of technology for library goers. Things that Tim Brower of the Syracuse University School of Design says is usually reserved for people with access to university computer labs or hacker sites that require membership fees.
It makes it more available. There isn't that $100 or $50 a month membership fee anymore. You can do it for a short time, you know, come in one thing, you can become, you know, committed and spend the rest of your life there doing projects.
And in a library that has plenty of technological resources like computer labs, gaming stations, downloadable music and books, the sky's the limit.
The same technology that they use on the, you know, Xbox Kinects to allow you to interact with the video game can be used as a direct 3D scanner to scan objects that then you could take, you know, over to the Fab Lab and print out on the 3D printer.
This MakerBot ability to create in 3D is more than the fun of making a plastic figure. For SU iSchool professor Dave Lankus, there's an entrepreneurial edge to it all. People can create, design, and produce a piece of art or a widget or anything they want.
The digital technology, what it's allowing us to do is to own more of the process. It's to control more of that process. It's to participate in more of the process from dreaming the dream to making something happen.
So is the best place for this kind of technology in a library in a small town?
When I designed this proposal when I was a graduate student, the title of the proposal was using 3D printing as a catalyst for community involvement. So the idea is to get people in and excited about this technology, but it's something to get them in the door to start experiencing the library in a new way.
This Fab Lab at Fayetteville comes at a time when libraries across the country are changing. Technology is making the days of stacks of books obsolete in some cases, according to Lankus.
It took libraries a while to figure out where their position is. And what they're figuring out is that that position is going to change day by day by day by day, and that part of being in this profession is not being static and not building collections and not building things forever, but helping a community constantly change.
Library Director Sue Considine is totally on board.
The technology geeky part of it is really cool and really interesting, but at the base of all of it is this idea of bringing people together.
A portion of the library, which used to be a Stickley furniture factory, is being transformed into the Fab Lab, starting with a MakerBot, but also bringing other technologies to library patrons. For example, Considine sees a time when, instead of reading a book to a child, that child might be given a camera to take pictures.
Bring those pictures into the library, and let's put together your first I Can Read book. Let's do that here. That's it. That's the kind of thing that we're thinking about when we're thinking, how do we bring the community together here in the library and make lives better, make things, create things.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.